Ireland entered into its first lockdown on March 12, 2020, after the arrival of COVID-19 to our shores. With it came the closure of bars and music venues across the country, and ground to a halt the Irish live music industry, affecting thousands of musicians. This 10-part documentary series will tell the stories of 10 such musicians. Some will have had to completely adapt how they perform in a new virtual era, whilst for others they found their services became even more important. Each story is unique and compelling and shows where their love of music began and the resilience of the East Cork music community. After 2 years of lockdowns and restrictions, a new live music landscape has emerged. So can the grassroots musicians of a community filled with musical talent bounce back from the day the music died. Sinead McCarthy is an accomplished singer-songwriter from Youghal. Sinead has been involved with music for over 20 years and performed with well-renowned local artists such as Martin Baylor and Leah Hearn.
It was kind of noted in the house growing up that I enjoyed singing. It was something I was really interested in. My dad always had great music playing. My mum always had other music playing. music was just always a thing in our house, you know. My dad's has brothers who play guitar and sing as well, you know, be quite musical. But there was nothing really in the town for it at the time. So what happened for me was my mum put me in the church choir. So that's kind of where it all started. And eventually then there was a local music and drama group was set up. I joined that and I would have been involved in the All Musical Society. It was just something I always loved doing, was singing. And if there was any way of being able to do that, then we, like Mam, I suppose, and Dad really did their best to throw me into any old group that was going. It wasn't necessarily something I always planned to do. There was a few of us as friends. There was a band started in Youghal. They were called Lucky 13 at the time. And myself and my neighbour, we used to always sing together. We used to call, I'd go to his house or he'd come over to my house. We'd sing together. He was asked to join the group and he said, I will, but I have to have Sinead with me. We sing together. So we joined Lucky 13 I think I must have been maybe 16 at the time. And we actually were gigging in bars around the place. It was okayed with the local guards and all that at the time. And our parents used to come with us and they'd be sitting in the corner watching us. But that was kind of the first real live music band gigging situation that I was in. To be honest, I'm a singer that plays guitar. I'm not a guitarist. So there would have been quite a lot of the songs that, you know, if I didn't feel that I could play that, I'd put the guitar down, I'd pick up tambourine or whatever, you know, but I'd always be singing, either taking the lead or singing the harmony with whoever was singing the lead on each particular song. I absolutely love soul, Motown, that kind of, you know, something with a bit of a groove to it. I grew up, I suppose in my early teens, it was country music. Loved country music, and I think it's kind of a natural thing to move from country into blues and soul. They're kind of intertwined a bit. So that's where country led me to, and that's kind of where I've tried to stay as much as possible.
There you go, baby, and here am I. Well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Golly gee, what have you done to me? But I guess it doesn't matter anymore.
Youghal has always been a music town. I don't know where it comes from. I mean, we have the pipe band as well, and there was the brass and reed band as well. There's always been music in this town. Before COVID, you could go out on a Monday night, a Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There would be music in at least one bar in town, and it would be good music. Everyone helps out. Everyone, if I will say I am booked in to do a gig and I'm unwell, I have many people that I can ring and just say, is there any chance you could sit in and sing tonight? And Even with regards to gear, you know, if something gives up, if you don't have a lead that's working, or you've broken a guitar string or something like that, there's no problem ever. Ring anyone you know, and they, if they can at all, they're there for you. You know, it's kind of unheard of, I think, really, and it's quite special. I work during the week, so I wasn't really part of a band. I wasn't doing anything full time with regards to music. It was more of a hobby. I would sit in on sessions. There's a session here locally on a Thursday night. You know, I would go, I would watch, and I might be called up to do a couple of songs. And for me, like I was part of bands previously, but coming up to COVID, you know, it wasn't something that was every week or every weekend. You know, I was working as well, so. Sitting at home on your own, playing a song you've known and played for 15 years, there's no kind of thrill or love to that at times. It's nice to, if you have a new song you're learning, absolutely. But when you don't have an outlet then to then go and play and showcase that song that you've learned, you do kind of tend to lose the girl for it a bit, you know.
Hi, everyone. So seeing as we're all going a bit mad in this old isolated world, I decided to jump on the bandwagon and kill the boredom a bit and post a few videos. So I'm missing gigging, so it'll keep me busy and occupied, and hopefully it'll kill the boredom for somebody else as well. This is my third attempt at my first video because my puppy keeps interrupting, so we'll see how this one goes. Hope you enjoy. So this is a song by Foy Vance.
We did try our best to, because it wasn't just musicians that were missing it, you know, being able to play hugely. Everyone was missing going in and seeing live music and hearing live music. So we did like Facebook Live gigs and things like that in a back garden, socially distanced. But it was, it just wasn't the same. It was nice to be able to do that and provide it for people who were just sitting at home with nothing else to do. And for us as well to kind of do something with our time and to still be able to play and, you know, keep it ticking over, which is actually, it's something that's quite important as a singer. It's a muscle. So if you're not using it, you know, you can find it hard to get back into that.
Don't worry about me, I'll get
back. We would have like so many people just watching us from home and being able to comment live with, you know, because you're live streaming it. We had people telling us they had us up on their widescreen TVs or their projectors or watching us on their phone on their lunch break, depending on the time of day that we were doing it. It was the response was really, really great. Not that you do it for the round of applause, but I mean, it does help to know that there are people there listening and enjoying it. You know, when you hit that last chord and there's just dead air, it's a bit kind of like, God. And then you're looking to see, has the signal dropped on your gig, or, you know, are people still there? You know, it was definitely very different. It was at times quite difficult. But the response, absolutely. I still meet people, you know, if I'm in a bar on a night at the weekend and somebody comes up and says, oh God, I used to love that you did that during COVID, because, as I say, it was hugely missed. Because it's such a social thing, music is. And for everyone to just be locked away at home, to be able to even just sit in a back garden, have a laptop in front of you and know that there were some people out there watching and enjoying it and, you know, just giving them something to do and listen to. And yeah, the response was great. I was always working midweek anyway, but I think when you see how easily something can be taken away from you, it's hard to I suppose put all your eggs in one basket, you know, to use a an old phrase. I do think possibly if we didn't, you know, if COVID, because I was in a wedding band a few years before that now, with health reasons myself. I have arthritis, so being in a wedding band, physically jumping up around the place, you know, it took its toll. So I did take a back seat on that side of it. But I think possibly, you know, just before COVID hit, I was in talks of starting a band locally, the four of us, something that would be a little less high energy. And we did one gig and lockdown came in, I think, 2 weeks after that. And so that was the end of it, because, as I say, it was kind of harder then to just, once things opened up, to just go, OK, let's go back to do that. And then the, you know, the few people that were in that band that wanted to do it more full time, they found other other things. So for me personally, yeah, possibly, but I've always been I've always kind of taken it week by week. I've never booked gigs very far in advance, because that's just kind of worked for me, because of the fact that it is more of a hobby, you know, it's not a full-time thing for me. So wedding ceremonies for friends and family and things like that, yeah, absolutely, I'd have that in my diary in advance. But with regards to, you know, a gig or a session or just filling in, then it's week to week for me. So that kind of works for me now. So, you know, I suppose in a sense it wasn't all bad for some of us. But for the busier bands who were counting on that week to week and having a full diary, then it just completely knocked the wind out of their sails.
Everybody knows that I love you. Everybody knows that I need you. Everybody knows that I do, except you. I told the stars above about the one I love. I told the morning sun, yeah, I'm telling my mom and dad. They seem to understand, and I'll get through to you if it's the last thing that I do. Everybody knows that I love you. Everybody knows that I need you. Everybody knows that I do.
There's 18-year-olds who didn't get in, you know, to go and have that first drink until they were 20. You know, there are people who missed out on big birthdays, big celebrations, rag week in college, you know, things like that that are really, really, you know, important in building friendships and things like that, that they really missed out on all of that just for like 2 whole years, you know. And at that age, it's really important to be experiencing things, and to be going out, as I say, meeting new people, and you know, going to college for the first time, and it being online and not actually meeting the people that you're in college with. Like, it's kind of unfathomable to, you know, to us who did get to go through it and experience it. I couldn't imagine. I mean, I did a music course for 3 years. That was what I did in college. And I can't imagine having to do that online, sitting at home playing and, you know, and trying to watch what the lecturer is showing me on the guitar and things like that. I mean, it's mad to think about it. So now, post-COVID, which it's something I've never had never considered before, and never had done before, but I was approached by the Yall Community Health Project here in Yall to be the musical facilitator for the Singing for the Brain group. So it's it was set up as a group for people who suffer with dementia and Alzheimer's, but the Yall group is a little bit different because it is... it's kind of more open to even, you know, elderly people living alone, or just anyone really who might be involved in the community health project and has a bit of a love for music. And so for an hour and a half every Thursday afternoon, we sit in a group and we play music, we sing together, we do some little warm-ups and vocal warm-ups. And so it's stuff I learned in college that I'm able to now kind of just bring back in to this community, as which we have already mentioned is really thriving and full of music. So it's great to be able to have that side of things now as well. As I said, I'd never done it before.
Star, star, teach me how to shine. Shine, teach me so I know what's going on in your mind. 'Cause I don't understand these people saying the hills you sleep well, talking tall forever, but they just never.
I am just taking it week by week. I'm doing wedding ceremonies, which I do really, really love, because there's something different about that. You're adding to somebody's special day, and you're liaising with them, you know, about what songs they like, what they want, and where to put it in the ceremony. That side of things I really, really do love. And there's nothing quite like singing in a church. That's something I really, really enjoy. So picking up a little session here on a Saturday night or on a Monday night, that is extra for me. I'm actually just quite happy where I am, you know, because I'm 34. I don't write my own music. I've never really found the grow for that. I tried it in college. It wasn't really for me. So it doesn't... I mean, it's different for a singer-songwriter. Obviously, you're constantly pushing. You're trying to get your music out there. But for me, who's somebody who just likes to sing, then I'm kind of happy picking it up where I can here and there.
There are quite a lot of bars that haven't gone back to having music again. I don't know if it's that, you know, priorities are different. Some places have looked more at doing food and, you know, not really having the music in there anymore. I think it's just because it's been so long, such a long road. There were a lot of bars who, you know, there would have been, before COVID, you would have had 4 and 5 piece bands in there of a given Saturday night. They looked at doing 1 piece and 2 pieces for quite a long while because it was less expense on them until they found that footfall. There's definitely a lot of bars that haven't quite gone back to where it was. But then, you know, on the other side of it, there are lots of bands lots of pubs who just went straight back to it because people, you know, they did need it, they did want it. And if it was there, if they had that footfall and they were able to just
put the bands back on than they did. There's a lot more confidence behind people, you know, the younger generation these days, I think, and, you know, putting themselves out there and being able to get up in front of a pub full of people. They definitely are doing it. There's a couple of up and coming bands as well that I've, you know, locally that have just been, just going from strength to strength. I absolutely love what I do. I love that I can sing, and I love being able to do that in any situation. You know, it could be 4 o'clock in the morning in a bar after a wedding and a sing-song is going, and I would be more than happy to throw myself into that. And, you know, likewise, if I'm on the stage and it's my gig, or if I'm part of a show, you know, the Musical Society or any of the local groups, I love being able to do it, and I do absolutely take pride in it.
Leave me breathless, oh.
This programme was made in conjunction with the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee.